the wonderful finger-picking sound of Jerry O'Connor there on the tenor banjo, playing for us a piece called Tom Billy's Jig. Now, please don't ask me who Tom Billy is, but he's got a jig named after him, and played wonderfully by Jerry O'Connor and his friends there. Now, I've got a very unusual track for you here. It's by the High Kings. We all know the High Kings. We've played lots of their material. But this is definitely where it's very well sung, first of all. And it's sung unaccompanied, and they stay in tune so well. But they tell the unusual story of a girl who was 20 years married, and she was infatuated. In fact, she was more than infatuated. She was madly in love with Elvis. So she left her home in Galway to visit his grave in Graceland. Have a listen to the High Kings. They're telling us the story.
Oh, she dressed in the dark, and she whispered amen. She was pretty and pink like a young girl again. 20 years married, and she never thought twice. She slipped out of the back door and into the night. And silver wings carried her over the sea, from the west coast of Ireland to West Tennessee. To be with her sweetheart, she left everything. She went from Galway to Graceland to be with the king. She was humming Suspicion, the song she loved best. She had Elvis, I Love You, tattooed on her breast. When they landed in Memphis, her heart beat so fast. She had dreamed for so long now, she'd see him at last. And she knelt by his graveside day after day, and come closing time, they would pull her away. To be with her sweetheart, she left everything. She went from Galway to Graceland to be with the king. In their thousands they came from the whole human race, just to pay their respects at his last resting place. But blindly she knelt there, and she told him her dreams, and she thought that he answered her. That's how it seemed. And when they dragged her away, it was handcuffs this time. She said, my dear man, are you out of your mind? Don't you know that we're married? See him wearing his ring. I've come from Galway to Graceland to be with the king. I've come from Galway to Graceland to be with the king.
Now, I don't know about you, but I think that's one of the cleverest little arrangements of a song. The lads sang it so well, and as I said before I played it, they sang so well in tune. The lyrics, well, okay, some of the lyrics you may find were a bit yucky, but I didn't, because I liked that arrangement of that particular presentation by the High Kings of From Galway to Graceland. We come from Galway and we come from Graceland and we land ourselves back in Dublin. On last week's programme, I played for you, did I not, Dermot O'Brien's song My Eileen. That's a song he wrote especially for his wife. Now here, he's telling us again the story of how he and his wife courted in Dublin, and they went dancing in the ballrooms in Cleary's, which is a very famous ballroom at the time, and they went to Phoenix Park and they courted in the park, and then they left Dublin and went over to America. But here, This all happened, by the way, in 1962. And I tell you what, Dermot wrote this song himself. So who else and who better to sing it for us, telling us the story of Dublin Town in 1962.
Kids say, Dad, just tell us one more time about when you were young and in your prime, and the way that you met Ma, and everything you saw, and tell us all the things used to do. So I close my eyes and roll the years away, and everything's as clear as yesterday. For how could I forget that summer when we met? It was Dublin Town in 1962. All our days were sunny and all our skies were blue in Dublin Town 1962. Climbed the hill of hope and down again, walked home from the pillar in the rain. We courted in the park when the lights glowed in the dark, danced in Cleary's and the Metropole till two. We crossed the Halfpenny Bridge at eventide. It felt so good to have you by my side. And we watched the mailboat sail, paper boys cried, herald and mail, in Dublin Town in 1962. All our days were sunny and all our skies were blue in Dublin Town in 1962. Many more, we kissed it all goodbye, sailed away to give our luck a try. In this land across the sea that's been good to you and me, where our children play as we once used to do. While my kids say, Dad, that's really quite a tale, we can see you have the spirit of the gale, and we know there's no regret, and we're very glad you met in Dublin Town 1962. All our days were sunny, and all our skies were blue in Dublin town in 1962. All our days were sunny, and all our skies were blue in Dublin town in 1962.
Dermot O'Brien there, and Dublin Town in 1962. Dermot is no longer with us, he's gone to God, but I do know that wherever he appeared, having written that song, he was always asked, no matter what part of the world he was in, Dermot, would you sing Dublin Town in 1962? A lovely song, and very well written there, and I do know that I have some Dublin listeners listening to me on this week's programme who will really have enjoyed that one, particularly Margaret, because I know she sings that one herself when she's had a cup of strong tea. But there you are. I hope you enjoy that, you lot. Now, every so often on Sounds Irish, and I love doing this, I play one of the good old time songs, songs of yesteryear, American Irish songs, what some people even call Faith and Begorra songs. And I don't have a problem at this, because I love some of these old songs, you know, your Galway Bays and your I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen, and this one from Bing Crosby.
I hear a bird, a Londonderry bird. It well may be he's bringing me a cheery word. I hear a breeze, a River Shannon breeze. It well may be it's followed me across the seas. Then tell me, please, how are things in Glacamora? Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donny Cove, through Killybegs, Kilkerry and Kildare? How are things in Glacamora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that lassie with the twinkling eye come smiling by? And does she walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each lass that comes a-sighing to relay, how are things in Glacamora this fine day? Weeping willow and each brook along the way, last that comes a silent tooralay. How are things in Glatamora this fine day?
From the movie Finian's Rainbow and Bing Crosby, How Are Things in Glatamora? And as I said before, I play that. I like those old songs. I particularly like that song. Now, Katie, of course, Katie, you know what's coming. Katie, she hailed from Tipperary, and she was a very good hand at making the Mountain Dew. Well, we call it poutine. Let's Foster and Allen tell us all about Katie Daly.
Come down the mountain, Katy Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katy Do. Can't you hear us calling, Katy Daly? We want to drink your Irish Mountain Dew. But our old man Katy came from Tipperary, in the pioneering year of 42. Her old man, he was shot in Tombstone City for the making of his Irish Mountain Dew. Come down the mountain, Katy Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katy Do. Can't you hear us calling, Katy Daly? We want to drink your Irish Mountain Dew. Wake up and pay attention, Katy Daly. I am the judge that's going to sentence you. And all the boys in court have drank your whiskey, and to tell the truth, dear Katy, drank some too. Come down the mountain, Katy Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katy Do. Can't you hear us calling, Katy Daly? We want to drink your Irish Mountain Dew. So off to jail they took poor Katy Daly, but very soon the gates they opened wide. An angel came for poor old Katy Daly and took her far across the great divide. Come down the mountain, Katy Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katy Do. Can't you hear us calling, Katy Daly? We want to drink your Irish Mountain Dew.
Well, at the golden gates there stood poor Katy. St. Peter said, good brewers, they are few. So step inside the golden gates, no Katy, and start to brew your heavenly Mountain Dew.
Come down the mountain, Katy Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katy Dew. She'll never more be coming down the mountain, and we never more will drink her Mountain Dew.
On last week's programme, or was it the programme before, I played Phil Campbell, and a very dear friend of mine who listens in Canada asked me if we could have more Phil Campbell on the programme. I'm also indebted to my friend and colleague on the Global Voice, John Colcord, for some of Phil Campbell's material. I was surprised to learn recently that this track had been recorded, I think in the late 40s, by the English film star Gene Simmons. But I couldn't lay my hands on her recording of it. I know our good friend Anna McGoldrick also recorded it, but did Ruby Murray had a try of it as well. But here we have Phil Campbell. Let him go, let him tarry, let him sink, or let him swim. Do you know something? This is one of the songs that my mammy used to sing.
Farewell to cold winter, now that summer's come at last. Nothing have I gained, but my own true love I've lost. I'll sing and I'll be happy like the birds upon the tree. For since he deceived me, I care no more for he. Let him go, let him tarry, let him sink or let him swim. He doesn't care for me, and I don't care for him. He can go and get another that I hope he will enjoy. For I'm gonna marry a far nicer boy. He wrote to me a letter saying he was awful bad. I wrote him back an answer saying I was awful glad. He wrote to me another saying he was well and strong, but I care no more about him than the ground he walks upon. Let him go, let him tarry, let him sink or let him swim. He doesn't care for me and I don't care for him. He can go and get another that I hope he will enjoy. For I'm gonna marry a far nicer boy. Well, some of his friends have a good kind wish for me. Well, others of his friends, well, they could hang me from a tree. Soon I let them see my love, and soon I let them know that I can get a new sweetheart on any ground I go. Let him go, let him tarry, let him sink or let him swim. He doesn't care for me and I don't care for him. He can go and get another that I hope he will enjoy. For I'm gonna marry a far nicer boy. Can go to his old mother now and set her mind at ease, for she's a mean old woman and she's very hard to please. It's slighting me and talking mean is all she's ever done since I've been courting her great big ugly son. Let him go, let him tarry, let him sink or let him swim. He doesn't care for me and I don't care for him. He can go and get another that I hope he will enjoy. For I'm gonna marry a far nicer boy. Let him go, let him tarry, let him sink or let him swim. He doesn't care for me and I don't care for him. He can go and get another that I hope he will enjoy. For I'm gonna marry a far nicer boy. Let him go, let him tarry, let him sink or let him swim. He doesn't care for me and I don't care for him. He can go and get another that I hope he will enjoy. For I'm gonna marry a far nicer boy.
Fading away there, Phil Campbell, and Let Him Go, Let Him Tarry. We all know the song Danny Boy. You know the opening line, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling. Now, I came across a track the other day by Mary Duff. Now, apparently, everybody knows of this track, except Joe Bollard, because I'd never heard it before. And I said, hey, that's nice. It's a lovely song. Mary Duff's treatment of Danny, the pipes are still calling.
How bright are the memories of those happy days, laughing with loved ones and friends far away. Sing the song sweetly and raise the glass high. Remember the days now of auld lang syne. Still calling, the mountains sweep down to the sea. Somehow each moment brings memories over the water. fields of Athenry, of summer and roses, the smile in her eyes. Sing the song sweetly and raise the glass high. Remember the days now of auld lang syne. Danny, the pipes are still calling. The mountains sweep down to the sea. Somehow each moment brings memories over the waters to me. Sing the song sweetly and raise the glass high. Remember the days now of auld lang syne. Dance the dance lightly and raise.
Now, I wanted to do it before I started playing the track, and I omitted to do so, but I want to dedicate that track to anybody listening to Sounds Irish this week who is away from Ireland, who is away from home, and is, well, hoping that things will work out well wherever you are, in America, Australia, Canada, the UK, no matter what part of the world you're listening to Sounds Irish, I want to dedicate that track to you. On one of the very first Sounds Irish program, no, I know it wasn't the first, because the first Sounds Irish program I did, and I played a Johnny McAvoy track, it was my favourite Johnny McAvoy track, The Ballad of John Williams. But you're not getting that particular track. You're getting another favourite track of mine from Johnny. It tells the story of Matthew. Matthew, who is now coming towards the end of his life, and he's thinking back, and he's reminiscing of how things were. Johnny McAvoy and Matthew.
What are you thinking of, Matthew, my friend, as you sit in your room all alone? You can see the bright lights in the city below, in the place where you once called your home. And I'm sure you can still hear the laughter and noise of your kids as they run and they play. And you thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. And your mother's long gone, and your father's too, and there's times that you wish you were dead. And this morning the nurse took your whiskey away when she said you're not right in the head. And when your wife calls, you can't think of her name, and her visits get shorter each day. And you wish in your heart you could walk out that door but it just doesn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. I can see you've been thinking again of the past, and the place where the tall cedar grows. You remember the evening you planted the tree, but I'm sure that nobody else does. And it grew to the sky as the years drifted by, and I'm sure it's still standing today. But Matthew, it's somebody else's tree now, 'cause it just didn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. So close your eyes, Matthew, say goodnight to the world. There's a better one waiting for you. Your time here is over, it's time to move on. There's nothing here left you can do. But you could have moved mountains and danced on the moon. You could have turned night into day. And you thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way.
Isn't that a beautiful track? Johnny McAvoy and Matthew. Matthew reminiscing of his life. I've just realised something. There's a lot of reminiscing on this week's Sounds Irish. It wasn't planned. I just made up the playlist of tracks that I loved to play, and it fitted in. This one, for instance, from Frank McCaffrey. Now, as you all know by now, for 7 years, I worked in Ballina in County Mayo. So I have lots of happy memories of Mayo. And that's the cue for our next song from Frank McCaffrey, who himself is from Mayo.
Memories of Mayo that I left behind. Memories of Mayo are always on my mind. Curl used whisper deep in autumn glow, brings me back in memory to Mayo long ago. Now your sons have left you far, a foreign land. Some have sought their fortune beyond the Rio Grande. Some have gone to Boston, the Bronx or Camden Town are too far, Australia, that place to break you now.
Memories of Mayo that I left behind. Memories of Mayo are always on my mind.
And the curlews whisper deep in autumn glow, brings me back in memory to Mayo long ago. I can still remember how it used to be, all alone on Echo, across from Enniskeen. Then we'd go to Westport and Claremorris too, and to old Killala, that town that Humber knew.
Memories of Mayo that I left behind. Memories of Mayo are always on my mind.
And the curlews whisper deep in autumn glow, brings me back in memory to Mayo long ago.